deposit 25 cents. Please deposit 25 cents.
We're sorry, due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Can you try your call again later?
Listening to Networked Radio 2.0, a new monthly radio program of approximately 1 hour in length that is completely different than the networked radio you're probably used to. The key phrase of this brand new show is interactive. But what do I mean by this, interactive? Allow me to explain. The new and improved networked radio show is bringing our listeners together through an assortment of fun features. You, the listener, can get involved with Network Radio by calling up our toll-free number from anywhere in Canada or the US by pressing 1 at the IVR menu. You'll then be brought to a voicemail menu allowing you to leave a message for us. You could chat about anything you desire, such as giving feedback on the radio show, ranting about an important political topic, or simply giving shoutouts to your friends and family. Some of our listeners have original rap songs they put together. Others have told hilarious stories, but most people simply say hello in a unique way. Remember, many of the messages left on the network radio voicemail system will end up being played the following network radio show, so try and make it original and interesting. In addition to the voicemail system, we also have a live conference. Same deal as voicemail. Call up the toll-free number and at this time press 2. You'll be prompted for your PIN code. This PIN code is supplied approximately 30 minutes prior to the monthly conference starting. After you enter the PIN code, you'll either join up automatically and be given the option to chat with other listeners, or you'll be required to wait on hold. The waiting period is only required if the administrators of the conference are not yet logged on. I will usually log on right at the scheduled conference time. The conference and the recording of it will then begin exactly at that time, so be prepared. The Networked Radio Conference is an event that happens once per month, typically on Saturday, like today, at exactly 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But we need your help in order to keep it running. We need donations to help pay for the telecommunications costs associated with maintaining the toll-free number and the usage, and you may do so by visiting our website. Donating as little as $1 US can help cover the costs of one conference participant per month. Donate more and help keep the Asterix-based conference running for many months to come. This month, we received $30 US in donations from two people involved in the hacking and freaking scene, Michael Enigma and www.wardriver.info. Donate right now by visiting www.network.net/radio/donate.html. Up next is a song by Kai Guthrow with a track called What's That Sound? Enjoy!
What's that sound? Stop, children, 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 what's that sound? children, what's that sound? Everybody look, what's going down? Stop, children, what's that sound? 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 Everybody look, what's going down?
And lastly in our updates, the new network radio will continue to stand by its old commitment to playing independent artists' music. Since 2005, we have brought you, the listener, over 300 hours of tunes from musicians across the planet. The music is what brought people together, and I firmly believe it is what will keep us going strong well into the future. If you're an artist or part of a record label and you want to get your music out to us, send it over to me by emailing theclone@hackcanada.com. Again, the email address is theclone@hackcanada.com. Please remember to attach your file as an MP3. For my fellow phone freaks out there listening, I figured I'd pay some respect to you all and play something that Andrew found on the Binary Revolution forums. It's a parody of Evan Dorbell's telephone presentations by X64. You can read about it at www.binrev.com/forms/index.php?show topic=36144.
In the summer of 1970, I was off to summer camp, where there really weren't any phones to play with. But, being the little trickster that I was, and, in looking back in retrospect, something I shouldn't have done, was that I just happened to locate the telco can that serves the summer camp, and I busted the darned thing open. Well, what I saw inside confused me. Now, keep in mind, I was only 14 at the time, and I had no telephone experience. Well, short of hacksawing the entire phone system. It was then that I made a makeshift beige box with some paper clips, speaker wire, popsicle sticks, and 3 fig newtons. I used the beige box to seize a loop start trunk off the TNI and dial pulsed up my good friend Captain Crunch. He sent me some MFs over the phone, and I recorded them with my Play School tape recorder. Using these few parts, I began to control all of the camp's incoming and outgoing traffic. I built little toggle switches that grounded out payphones so that we could always get our quarters back. I was the telephony master. I began rerouting trunks, making up dial codes, absorbing digits, and cutting through selectors. I was doing it all. I was the telephone pimp of my summer camp. No one could cut through a selector just like me. I could absorb those digits repeatedly, I could absorb them once, and I could cut them through to a connector trunk faster than you can say Eureka's castle on crack.
Oh, that's so cute!
But all good things come to an end, and in the fall of 1970, I was on my way back home to Long Island. But on the way, since we weren't taking an airplane, I stopped at a little startup called Oxford, New Jersey. It was there that I received my first blowjob, and my first taste of pussy. I'll go into further detail on this in the next section. How I Became a Phone Pimp, Part 3. The recordings you've heard were from various portions of 1969 through 1973, edited only where it would bring out the applicable nature of the essence of the conveyance of the answer. And as always, this is Evan Doorbell 9.3 signing off.
All right, Network Radio listeners, I want to play for you a song by a few artists I contacted a couple of weeks ago. I found them by complete accident while searching for Ron Paul videos on YouTube. They're a hip-hop trio by the name of Rise, Concise, and Crooked. These young men from Lake Stevens, Washington, have created a kick-ass, politically motivated song called Ron Paul 2008. It is truly inspiring for anyone following the Ron Paul campaign. For more information on Rise, Concise, and Crooked, you can visit their website at www.riseproductions.com. Again, that website is www.riseproductions.com. Show your support, buy their music, and spread the word about these great people who are helping to spread the Ron Paul freedom message.
If we do nothing, it will come to an end. If we do something, it will not be easy, because change in plans and change in efforts is always difficult. But let me tell you, there's a way to do it. It's not difficult, it just takes a little bit of logic.
So let's stand up America and take it back, because the last election was just a blatant slap in the face of all the citizens that paid for that. They fought for freedom and all they got was the Patriot Act. To say it is sad, we go to war but we don't wanna pay for that. Ron Paul, I get rid of the inflation tax, the gas tax, and the feds, time to face the facts. But Ron Paul, you were caught and you break your back now. Before they pull the Bush card again, I'm back down. You got a fully equipped army in your own town. I bet you never even thought of it, the revolution. All I ask is that you be a part of it. Yeah, Ron Paul for president 2008. There's still hope for America, it's almost too late. Ron Paul for president 2008. It's time to stand up for freedom, all we still gotta say. I said Ron Paul for president 2008. There's still hope for America, it's almost too late. Yeah, Ron Paul for president 2008. It's time to stand up for freedom, all we still gotta say.
Hey yo, I still gotta say, at least for today. But the way things are going, tomorrow that could all change. Rip my amendments away, this is not a game. You're not a pawn or a slave, but they sure to kinda like to try and play it that way. Look at yourself, little soldier, it's as plain as day. Our freedom circles the drain on its way out, and we just look the other way, this is played out.
It's messed up, man.
The US Constitution used to mean something. I refuse to get used to this new world thing. The Bush-Clinton regime is nothing more than a scheme. At least a 20-year dynasty between them. When will we see the time for fight or flee? It's here and now, this moment defines us all. So go vote and be proud. Just don't lose sight of the truth and make the wrong call. I stand for freedom, so I choose Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul for president 2008. There's still hope for America, it's almost too late. Ron Paul for president 2008. It's time to stand up for freedom, all we still gotta say. I said Ron Paul for president 2008. There's still hope for America, it's almost too late. Yeah, Ron Paul for president 2008. It's time to stand up for freedom, all we still gotta say.
You could say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Imagine if America wasn't in fear of blowing up. Imagine if we could all be equal. No evil, deceitful, political weasels. Freedom for the people, love and living peaceful. It's all possible. Think for yourself with your heart and you cannot be fooled. Open your eyes, it's like Clintons and Bushes have run this almost my whole life. It's not right, but I guess we got to fight for civil rights again and again. Time after time, and your one vote could not
take it in. So take it in, take a minute and think about it. No better yet, be a part of it and be about it. Is it just me? Or is the system all twisted? Is it just me? Or are these politicians wicked? Is it just me? Or are they taking more than they're giving? Is it just me? Or is it time for a raw politician? Yeah, raw power president 2008. There's still hope for America, it's almost too late. Raw power president 2008. It's time to stand up for freedom, all we still gotta say. I said raw power president 2008. There's still hope for America, it's almost too late. Yeah, raw power president 2008. It's time to stand up for freedom, all we still gotta say.
And you can help too by visiting www.ronpaul2008.com. Again, that website is www.ronpaul2008.com. Make a donation to Ron Paul's presidential campaign today. He needs a $5 million boost by February 5th to reach a total of $8.4 million for 2008. Now for some networked radio voicemail messages from our listeners.
What the fuck is this? Thanks for calling networked radio, where every day is pissing.
Well, I've only been around since 80 before, but my ease of use has done so much more. From a plus to a plus to a 2G, has to a power PC, my ass is up.
All right. Totally made a $5 donation. I'm checking out from 902.
Yo, this is Anthrax. What's up, man? Just calling to let you know that your radio show rocks. If you want to call me back at 1-509-252-0438. Thanks.
Hey, Clone, it's Decode. I just wanted to leave you a message, and I was going to read you this poem that I got in an email. That's great you found a lass that's hot. You want to hump her tasteful twat. She's so attractive. She's so nice. But would your penile size suffice? Not sure, she will long for more. You need a dong she would adore. But how to make it long and thick? Your only hope is mega dick. You'll get so wanted super size and see wild craving in her eyes. Your rod will bang her poon so deep, tonight you'll hardly fall asleep. I absolutely love that. I think it's absolutely hilarious. What a great spam message. That did not get nailed by my filters. Anyway, I hope everyone enjoyed that. Have a great night.
Yo, this your boy Coercion, reppin' T-Dot and the East Coast original version. Hackers of time and space, urging all y'all kids to hack the fucking planet. Large up network radio, black and white hat hacks or affiliates worldwide, baby. We're doing this prime time. Large up.
To leave a message for networked radio, you can do so by calling our toll-free number at 1-866-760-1393. Again, that number is 1-866-760-1393. Press 1 for the extension. Now for the moment you've all been waiting for, the Networked Radio Conference. Prepare for some hilarious conversation and prepare for some drunken ranting. And just as a heads up before you tune into this month's conference, I noticed after approximately 4 or 5 people joined the conference, there were noticeable quality problems. Now, this is related to the fact that Asterix Meet Me Conference is hosted on Andrew's home internet connection in Newfoundland. We are, however, getting dedicated hosting here in the next week or two, so next month's radio show coming up in February, we'll have a conference that sounds a lot better. We anticipate with a new dedicated hosting, and using G729 codec, we'll be able to take up to 15 to 20 callers at once without any problems. Thanks for your understanding.
What's up?
What's up?
Whoa,
echoes.
My throat hurts. Wow, so this sounds like shit.
My crappy server.
Yeah, your server sucks, Andrew. What the fuck?
Hello?
Hello, Wizbone.
Hi.
So, about the news today, how do you feel about that?
About the youth?
About the
They're
news.
They're awfully young. About the news?
Yeah, the news.
The news.
How do you feel about, let's say, the media?
In general?
Well, it's controlled by the U.S. government.
Yeah, well, with regards to U.S. U.S. politics, Ron Paul, you know, they don't mention Ron Paul at all, do they?
No.
All it is just a bunch of puppets.
A bunch of what? Puppets.
Puppets.
They get elected, yeah. And then other people tell them what to do.
True.
You guys are starting to sound like terrorists.
Isn't that what we're made out to be, though?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't agree we're not. I don't think we're...
That's going right back to your first point of the media.
Yeah. Although, they're basically redoing the definition of terrorism to include anybody that's a threat to the state, which is, you know, part of their tradition in the U.S., part of their freedom is that they're supposed to always be able to oppose the government, to be able to overthrow it in whatever terms tyrannical, like it is.
Who's all here?
One, two, three, go.
Who's with?
The clone.
Avenger.
Ken.
Lots of echoes. This is part 9.
Yeah, well, we got a dedicated hosting service. It's actually going to sound a lot better. It's not going to sound so echoey and stuff. So. Hey.
Hey.
Who's this?
Frost. We're just coming in.
Hey, Frost. What's up? God, this sounds garbage. Andrew, get in the server.
Try your DNA to destroy it.
Carnage, I know you're there. Say something, please.
What's up?
I like turtles.
What? Wow, this fails.
It's becoming increasingly hard to understand anything.
It is. I know what you're saying. Carnage, leave the conference. You're not saying anything. You know it.
Fine, I'm gone. Fuck you. Does it make a beep sound when you leave?
Let's talk about sex. You know, when a man and a woman
have sexual intercourse,
it's such an interesting thing. I mean, a man puts his penis in a woman's vagina, and all of a sudden they're just doing it.
And, you know, after 9 months, the woman might feel a little bit doozy. She gave birth to some fucking child, and all of a sudden we have too many children in this world. Thank you.
That was a good talk, man.
Hello?
Hello?
What was that? Yo. Wow, it sounds horrible. It does sound horrible.
It's unfortunate, but it's getting better.
It's getting better.
Unfortunate. That's the most underestimated word ever.
How many people are logged in right now?
I don't know.
Me?
Probably about four.
I'm on this.
Catch.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, next week we're going to have new hosting available. So. Actually going to give us about 750 gigs a month of bandwidth.
I think you guys should lose some weight so you don't use so much bandwidth.
Ah, my voice is too fat.
Yep.
I have a solution for that. I'm going to the higher voice.
Now that you opened up the board again, anybody ever hear again from that Twisted Pair idiot?
I haven't heard from him in like a year and a half. I don't know who that is.
No.
He's that guy that came to like two meetings or whatever. He was in Spruce Grove for a while. The fucker stole my voodoo box. I never went to the meeting.
Which guy?
The guy who stole the voodoo box. His name is Twisted Pear. Yeah, Twisted Pear from Spruce. I went to high school.
He's a loser. Twisted Pear, that prick. I remember all of the stories about him. Holy shit, he got everyone in Toronto 2600 completely pissed at him, didn't he?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Is that picture still up on network?
Yeah. You go to network.net/TwistedPear.jpg, I think it's up.
The resource requested cannot be found on this server.
Yeah, I got a 200 here. What the fuck?
Hang on a second. Let me just find that. My computer here, fix it.
I just ate a butter tart, and it was delicious.
Oh, you did. That's the best kind of tart.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get it?
From my grandma.
Oh,
you eat your grandma's tart.
Well, hey, you're grandma's. She's like,
I hate you guys.
So,
gross.
Really?
Yeah. I guess the Twisted Pear picture isn't up anymore. Oh well.
Good.
Echo. I am from another planet. My name is a clone, and I'm here to tell you about a little story. I was born in the country of Austria. Then I came to America. I came to America with $20 US, and I made a bunch of movies. And now I am the governor of California.
Wow, Echo. It just adds depth to our conversations.
I don't know what's really depth. I don't know. I don't know.
Andrew, you know what? This sucks.
We need, like, people that want to break stuff and stuff.
What? And stuff.
I don't know. It's the addition of stuff when I run out of things to say.
Yeah. Well, what I could do is just have a conference with Wizbone and pretend no one came on.
I can't believe Wizbone's here. Alcohol. Kind of mess. What?
We gotta make alcohol mandatory next time.
Must be drunk to pop.
Okay, well, someone's calling me. What the fuck? Hang on a second.
Hello?
No.
Dude, what is it, playing a beauty game?
More than capacitors.
More than capacitors? Render random?
Oh, dogs are loud. It's really sucking right now. Like, the quality is just fucking horrible. We have to get a server. We're actually getting on. Let's get a server hosting for you. So it's going to fuck Andrew and I. Like, there's less than mine. What else?
Yeah, man. I'm going to drive my truck into the river.
Full throttle.
Full throttle.
Full throttle.
Full throttle into the river. Poor Andrew. Isaac, Isaac, get to the fish to take the home to Liza. Oi, oi, oi.
Ooh, someone got a message.
Andrew, hang up.
You talking to the clone's grandma again?
The clone's grandma has MSN? Does she have a webcam?
Well, okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to hang up, and you're going to let Liz go on and make her own conference, all right? All right. Bye.
Hey, girl talk.
Hey. How's it sound now?
Sounds a lot better,
actually. Hey.
Oh, did everybody else leave now?
I don't know. I think I heard of a few people. Wizbone.
I'm still here.
Wizbone. Wizbone. Okay, I guess he's not on. Well, welcome to the Network Radio Conference. My name is The Clone. It is Saturday, January 26, 2008. Whoa! So guys, tell me what's new in your life. We have a new conference lined up. Just forget everything that happened earlier. What happened? What's happening with you? Can Cracker, what's new in your world?
Other than the new hemorrhoid?
Other than the what?
The new hemorrhoid?
Yeah, other than the new hemorrhoid, what is new in your beautiful life? Hello?
How's it going?
Good. Can Cracker was just about to talk about his hemorrhoid. So, Can Cracker, talk about your hemorrhoid, please.
It's big. It's there. It's painful.
Yeah. Preparation H shrinks hemorrhoids. More information at PreparationH.com, one of our official sponsors of Network Radio.
How do you spell preparation?
Yep. PreparationH.com.
It's a part domain.
You're getting older, Cam Cracker. You can't sit on cold steps in the winter anymore.
If he does that, it might actually melt off.
Make them worse.
Maybe. I thought he made them worse. So, Haven, I can't make it to the bar on Monday.
No, that's all right. I gotta go and I gotta go downtown for some meeting at like 7 o'clock or something like that. So by the time I'm done that, it'd probably be like 9, and then I've gotta hire somebody up in Edmonton there. So I gotta be back interviewing people at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Don't know how many beers I'll get in. That's true. It's not like it's the only time I'm coming up to Edmonton.
Yeah. What are you planning to come up to Edmonton in the future?
Oh, when's the next time? Probably around the family day long weekend.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, the last time we went out to the brew house, I can't remember too much. All I remember is having one really pissed off wife taking me out of there.
Well, I remember we were hanging out with You're in Trouble, and we were hanging out with, K-Hab, yeah, and you, and we were just basically having some drinks, and we had a pretty nice waitress who was quite hot.
Some drinks? I don't know about you, but I might have had a few too
many. Quite a lot of drinks, and we were playing that frickin' bowling game, and that was fun.
Love that bowling game.
Yeah.
You guys talking about skee ball?
Pardon?
No.
We're talking about this. This is like this bowling game that we play at Canadian Brew House.
So I gotta ask everybody: anybody ever try putting a Nintendo Wii or a PlayStation 3 or something like that on the network and scanning it?
No. Haven't tried that. I don't own either of those things, so. No.
Yeah, same here.
I got the Wii, but I just don't have a network cable or a network card for the damn thing.
The Wii doesn't
have a wireless card built into it?
No, you got to buy the card and put it in. But it does take USB media, so I'm wondering if you could put something interesting on a USB key and throw it in there and see what you can do to the thing. But seeing as how they're so damn hard to buy, I don't really want to break the one that I have.
Yeah. There's probably people doing things like that. I'm sure if you search, you could find people that are making crazy apps.
Yeah. You think
they'd have, like, firm...
So, Haven, did you get a Wii for Christmas, or...?
No, we bought it in November, I think it was. We were at Walmart picking up dog food, and I went to go look at the DVDs, and I saw this big fucking box sitting in the video game thing there, and never seen a Wii before. I went up to this, like, ancient old lady that was working in electronics. I'm like, is that a Nintendo Wii? She's like, I don't know. Is that what it says on the box? I was like, yeah, I guess so. She's like, then it is. I'm like, good, I want it. I'll buy it.
That's awesome.
Looks like it's pretty fun.
You got to love small-town Walmarts.
Just for some laughs, we have a recording of Wizbone, Andrew, and I from yesterday on the networked radio conference, just testing it out and having a good time. So, enjoy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
I think I'm missing a recording because it didn't say you were now being placed in the conference. Or was it?
Actually, it did.
Okay. I didn't hear
it. Yeah, it worked. Oh, I'm stretching. Cool. I'm going to have Wizbone call up the conference and see how it works. So.
All right. Yeah, it should work now. I just dialed it directly from my superior now instead of going through the toll-free number.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I tested on my house line, too, and it seemed to work fine. So.
Okay. What do you think about like 10 people calling up the conference? Do you think the quality's going to sound like crap? Or?
Well, it should be using G729, so I should be able to handle a few calls. Good for you.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well,
yeah, it's using G729.
Okay.
Yeah, it should work fine since G729 doesn't use much bandwidth.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is take a recording and then just basically convert it using that NAL program.
All right.
And then I'm going to put it into Virtual DJ and then I'll send it to you. Hopefully it sounds okay.
Yeah, hopefully. He's dialing it now. I can see him dialing. He's calling the house. That's okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Wizbone.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's
Hello?
This? It's Andrew.
Yeah, it's Andrew.
I thought so. Lord Thunder and Jesus, there's a newfie on the conference.
Yeah.
Yep. Hello. I'm going to hop in my truck and go full throttle down to the lake. Yeah. Sorry.
People say that in Newfoundland, Andrew?
Say what?
What?
Didn't hop into your truck and go full throttle into the lake?
No, full throttle.
Trottle?
Throttle.
Yeah.
Yeah, full throttle.
I haven't heard anyone say that.
Well, just the newfies that move out here say it.
Yeah, that's because they're newfies with money because they have trucks. That's why
there's
so
many trucks
in Alberta.
Yeah, there you go. They get the trucks and they go full throttle into the lake.
That's why there's so many trucks in Alberta. They're all newfies with money.
Yeah, and the retired Albertans here like trucks, too. No shortage.
I don't know why you'd need a truck in a big flat land. It's all flat there.
Yeah, I know. There's hills here and there.
Yeah, hills, but nothing like it is here where they have to cut out shit for the highways.
Now for a song by my friend Wu out here in Edmonton, Alberta. He goes by the DJ name 10 Second Head Start. The track is called The Naughty List JP Mix.
Now I'm here to tell you.
That's all we have tonight for Network Radio, and thanks a lot for listening. Now that I have a feel for how it's all working, the future episodes will only be better. I plan to include an interview or two in the next episode, and the usual conferencing, voicemail, and of course, original music. If you like this episode and would like to contribute your music, please email it in an MP3 format to thecloneandhackcanada.com. To donate money and keep our conference service running, please visit www.network.net/radio/donate.html. Your contributions help a lot. Have a great day, and thanks a lot for listening to Network Radio.